this one is on global language and comments on language and on and the formation of a global language. A language is identified with a set of symbols, and so they can range. The number of symbols can range in language to quite a large extent. For example, the language of English has 26 symbols. We go nowhere with English unless we learn those 26 symbols of English. So that's a starting point for the learning of a language to read. And if we then assign a sound for each of the symbols, whatever. But if a language has 26 symbols, assigning a sound for that would not be useful. So let's say Japanese, for example. How many symbols do we have to learn to say that we are able to claim that we know Japanese language? Well, there are the kana symbols, around 50 plus or minus, and there's two sets of them, hiragana, katakana, and then there's kanji. And with kanji, I think at this time it's around 1,800 symbols. So with the two sets, you have something between 1,800 and 2,000 symbols that we must be able to read and speak if we claim to know Japanese. And and Chinese also has a lot of symbols too. And the probably the most useful language that has a chance to be global is what we might say is the language of numbers or numbers of digits. It's widely used, especially already in the fields of science and technologists, engineers, and so forth, use this symbol very widely. And they are the 10 symbols of digits, which simply are, and those 10 are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, as I have spoken. And this has the best chance of coming to what we say a global language. So we're going to work on this to see how far we can go. The first step is to have rules for speaking it, and so that'll take some time. But everything has to be easy to learn and easy to use, and it has to fit in any tables that we have wherever we might be reading it. And so that it can be easily scanned, especially if it's dealing with science and tech. I think we can rule out subjects of global language. Would not include the subjects we learn as children, our expressions of very interpersonal expressions. I can't see any global use for that. Because if it's global, it would have to be quite impersonal, interpersonal, which is designed only for dealing with between two people or more, would not be of any interest in terms of anyone trying to do to specify a global language. So we say the global language, and basically we would say it deals primarily with the subjects of science and tech. Tech is another, is a short for technology. And and it's already widely used in those fields, and many examples exist. What can we do in our web to further move this along in terms of establishing a global language? So whether we feel that our update, we have to work on this. It's a basic subject because there's so much needed today. We've already the internet and the web have certainly stimulated interest in this, raising questions and answers in the internet and the web. But still, so far, there is no identity that I know of for a global language that can be both read and spoken. Even though effectively in reading it already exists.